Whoever is down and daf kufi the reason with Aleph that Rabbi Abba Menashe kipi the Akar. Rabbi Abba used to kiss the stones of Akar because of the Ava and the Chavivus for Eretz Yisrael. According to Lemshan Rashi, he would kiss the slime, the stones in Akar. And where it continues that about other Maram, it says B'chir Bagamda Megander Ba'afar. B'chir Bagamda, he used to roll in the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. Shenama Kirotz Avadachas Avaneavis Afri Chanenu, that this was a Chavivus to have Eretz Yisrael to roll in the dirt and to kiss the stones. So I saw a miser brought down with the Brisk Rav when he came to Eretz Yisrael for the first time. So he walked into Eretz Yisrael, and those who were with him noticed that he did not kiss the stones, he didn't roll in the dirt. And somebody asked him, why not? The Mashman, the Gemara, this is something you should do. Why wasn't he makbid to do this? And Brisk Rav answered, he said that if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam, you'll understand why. And he pointed out that the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, this is in Perek Hey Halacha Yud, when he brings down this the din of the Gemara, he says like this. He says, G'dayle HaChachamim, So the when he brings on these anhagas, he calls it the Gedolei HaChachamim. So the Beskara pointed out, he says it's not the derech of the Rambam to just bring down stories. When he brings this down, obviously he's trying to teach us a halacha. Why did the Rambam say that this was the minig of the Gedolei HaChachamim? So vice the Rambam is pointing out that this is something that which is only shach, the one who's from the Gedolei HaChachamim. If you're on a Madrega, being an Adam Gelo, and you feel the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, then you could go ahead and you could kiss it. But if you're not in that Madrega and you don't feel the Kedusha, then that's not the proper Hanhaga to do. And for that reason, the Biskrav felt he's not in that Madrega, and that for that reason, he was not Menashek it. So I saw in the Sefer Harami Brisk, they bring down that the that somebody asked of David Salvechik from the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam says over there in Perek Yud Halacha Tes, G'dayle HaChachamim Hayanoisin Pruta La'ani Kodim Kol Tefila V'Chagach Mispalim Shenamar V'Ani B'Tzedek Eches HaPanachas. The Rambam says it was the minhag of the G'dayle HaChachamim to give a Pruta to La'ani, to give Tzedakah before davening. So yes, you're going to tell me that this din also, it's only if you're on the Madrega, if you feel it, and if not, not, it's not Mestaber, this is something that everyone seems to do, and yet the Rambam uses the Lashon G'dayle HaChachamim, so why is this any different than the G'dayle HaChachamim, which the Rambam says by kissing the stones of Eretz Yisrael, where the Brisk Rav felt that that is not negiah to everyone if you're not in the Madrega. And Rav David said that there's not a, it's not a tzushal, there's a chilek. Because over there, the Rambam is talking about a davar, which is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. There is a mitzvah to give tzedakah, and that's a mitzvah that every yid has. It's just that to give a kaidam a tefillah dafka, that is not a chiyav necessarily. That's something which was the minig of Gedolei HaChachamim to give it at that point. But being that the etzem maisa is a davar, which everyone is mitzvah in, it's not shver for anyone to be mekabel that minig and do it, because you're doing something which is a mitzvah. You're just deciding to do it at a different time because that was the minhag of the Gedolei HaChachamim. Mashen ken kissing Eretz Yisrael, that's not something which is a mitzvah elsewhere. There's no mitzvah batzim to do that. That's something that only comes because of the Hagashas HaKedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So in Mele, the Biskav felt that if you feel the Kedusha, if you're on the Madrega, then you should do it. But if you're not on the Madrega, to just do the Maisa without feeling the Kedusha, he felt that's not something that you're mechuyev to do. But he does end off over there with a ha'ara that the minhag of the Biskav was to kiss his tefillin after he took them off. Even though that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch with the Lashon and this in Simcha Ches and Archaim, the Lashon is Minig HaChachamim Menashek HaTfilim M'Shasa Nachasim M'Shasa Chalitzasa. So he uses Lashon Minig HaChachamim, and even though it calls it a Minig HaChachamim, yet the Brisk Rav did do it, so apparently he felt that he is right to do that, even though it uses Lashon HaChachamim. So that's a Shulchan Aruch why that Minig HaChachamim he was willing to do, but these other Minhagim of Gedolei HaChachamim, he didn't do, unless maybe there's a chilek between Gedolei HaChachamim and Minhag HaChachamim, maybe that's not the same Madrega, but al kol panim, that's a shtickel ha'ara on the Hanhaga of the Biskarov.